Mezzo-soprano Jamie Barton made her Cincinnati opera debut in 2015, and she'll be back on Thursday, January 25th, for a masterclass at CCM, and then on Friday, January 26th, she performs a solo recital, both sponsored by Matinee Musicale. I'm delighted that she's able to speak to us from the Metropolitan Opera, where she is performing in Bellini's Norma. Hi, Jamie.
Hi there. How are you doing, Erin?
I'm well, thank you. Thank you so much for joining us. You are having a very busy year, and that included your very first ring cycle.
Oh, man, yeah. It has been a very intense year, for sure, but a lot of fun.
And you showed off your considerable comedy chops as Jessie Baba in Rusalka, and you had to learn Czech for that, too.
Yeah, that was actually the first Czech opera I had ever done. In recitals past, I've done the Dvorak Gypsy songs. They're also on my album, All Who Wander. But this was the first time putting Czech on stage in costume in the context of an opera. It was both daunting and a lot of fun in the end as well.
Yeah, and you looked like you were having a lot of fun up there.
I mean, there's nothing like putting a witch to life on stage. They're some of my favorite characters. The witch in Hansel and Gretel is still one of my favorite things to do whenever I actually get to do it.
Well, I also saw that recitals played a big part on your schedule, and you did a performance with Yo-Yo Ma and Emmanuel Axe. What was on that program?
Oh, man, that was so much fun. It was kind of a Schubert-inspired evening. So Manny and I started with a group of four Schubert songs with text by Goethe, and then they did a piece by themselves, and the piece that brought us all together was this new composition by Colin Jacobson, who is a fantastic violinist and also played in the piece as well, called Head Heart by Lydia Davis. And the text of this, we were talking about how we could imagine that Schubert probably would have been very drawn to this particular kind of text, one that I really connected with as a singer who sings Schubert works that have text with them. But it was just an amazing experience, amazing for me on so many personal levels. Tanglewood was really one of my training programs when I was a young singer. So it was my first time back there, kind of making the Tanglewood professional debut. And then, let's be real, I got to sing with Emmanuel Axe and Yo-Yo Ma. It's going to be a difficult year to try and top that, I will say.
Well, Cincinnati's going to be one of your first stops in 2018. And looking at some of your other recital programs, you include a lot of works by women composers.
You know, I got to thinking about subjects I was passionate about, putting this recital together. And I think in the current world climate, I think it's kind of becoming a mission of mine to really reach into the history of this art form and figure out what women composers are there. I remember going on the Wikipedia webpage just for female composers, and 98% of them I had never even heard of. You know, so I started going, okay, what is out there? And what I discovered is some incredible works. We're starting with four different female composers on this recital, both of the Boulanger sisters, Eleanor Remick Warren and Amy Beach. And then we also have a Libby Larson group in there. These are some pieces that are growing very, very quickly near and dear to my heart.
Well, I recall Jake Heggie saying that recitals are even more difficult to perform than an opera role because every song is a miniature. Every song is a little drama in its own. Mm. What's your take on that statement?
Oh, I completely, absolutely agree. It is more difficult, but at the same time, I kind of feel that there's a little more of a payoff, I think, for me as a performer. I love being able to get up there and look out into the audience and tell these little tapas version stories over the course of an evening and see the reactions from the audience that's sitting directly in front of me. We really don't get that on the opera stage. You know, there's tons of lights. There's a football field in between you and the audience across the orchestra pit. There's the makeup, the costumes, and it's all very, very thrilling, and it's something that I absolutely love. But this other very much more intimate setting is also just something you can't really get outside of recital when it comes to the classical vocal arts. It's something I really love.
With the women composers like Amy Beach and the Boulanger sisters, are you finding that their works are surprising to you in terms of how they work with the voice and how they sound on the voice, and why haven't they been performed more often?
That's exactly it. The only surprise I have is that we don't know these as well. The Lily Boulanger piece, for me particularly, is just stunning. It sounds like Duparc, you know, and I have to wonder as a woman, as a singer, you know, as an artist, why these aren't done more often. So I'm going to do my part to put them out there because I think, quite honestly, audiences deserve to hear this music. It's really stunningly beautiful. Why hide it?
You're giving a master class at the College Conservatory of Music the day before your recital. What's the most important thing that you try to communicate to an aspiring opera singer in the 5 or 10 minutes that you have with that student?
Well, first of all, I'm stunned and honored that CCM is having me in. I feel like I'm barely out of college in some respects, but I always like to come at it from the artistic side. Because for one thing, they're studying voice with their voice teachers. You know, there's nothing I'm going to say in, like you said, 10 or 15 minutes that is going to revolutionize their life. I might say something a bit differently from their voice teachers, but my job isn't to go in there and kind of shake up their confidence and add questions to their life in terms of their technique. But I kind of feel that my job is to go in there and make them really consider the storytelling aspects of the music. This is something I can work on with singers at any level because there's so many layers to it. You know, we have the text and then we have the music. And why did the composer write these dynamics? What happens here? You know, like a lot of times I think we as singers get so just kind of engrossed in getting everything correct that we forget that what we're doing is telling a story. And that's a very artistic, unique kind of experience that we need to also pay attention to. So that's kind of what I harp on when I'm with the students, usually. If there's something I feel I can help with a little trick or two, I might throw it out there. But I'm really, me as an audience member, I want to be entertained. I want to be interested. You know, if I'm sitting in an audience at a performance, I'm really hoping to be in the moment there. And that happens, I think, most effectively with people who can tell stories that really make me sit up and understand those stories, connect to an element. So that is what I try to do.
You're currently singing the role of the Druid priestess in training by the name of Adalgisa in Norma. And at one point, you fantasize about the glories of Rome, going to Rome, which is kind of funny since you are from Rome, Georgia, that is.
Very different set of glories there.
Well, when we spoke in 2015, you told me how much you love musical theater. Is there a role that you'd like to take on? Your musical tastes range far and wide, and with whom would you like to perform?
Okay, maybe later in my life, something like a Hello, Dolly or something like that. But quite honestly, I've always been a little drawn to the secondary roles. So Charlotte in A Little Night Music, for instance, I think is a stunning role. It's fantastic. Hilariously enough, Princess Puffer in The Mystery of Edwin Drood, I think is really so much fun. It's something that I feel, I don't know, I'd love to get my grubby little artistic hands on that at some point. As far as composers go that I would love to work with, there are plenty of classical composers that I would love to work with. Of course, I've worked with Jake Heggie before, and he is truly one of my absolute favorites. He is on any list that I could put out there. I'm a huge fan of Mason Bates. I love what he's doing with opera now. I'm so glad that he's crossing over from orchestral and doing more of that. Beyond that, I think this is probably no secret at this point in my career, but I just have a massive, massive love of Chris Thiele. Most people would know him as the new host of Prairie Home Companion, but I think he's one of the most brilliant composers and artists out there today. I would love to work with him. I would love to work with Bjork. She's doing a lot of classical things too. Yeah, the wish list goes on and on and on.
Well, thank you so much for joining me, Jamie. And Matinee Musicale presents mezzo-soprano Jamie Barton on Friday, January 26th at Memorial Hall, and a masterclass at CCM on Thursday, January 25th. For more information, visit our website, wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Ann Ehrenstein. Thank you.
Fixer, auch Fixer, ihr treuen Vergangen.